Hello, you're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM. I'm Mary Carl Giao, and right now, from noon till 2 p.m., CFRU has some special broadcasting in celebration of May Day, which is today. May 1st is International Workers' Day, popularly known as May Day. The day marks the anniversary of the 1886 Haymarket Massacre, in which police in Chicago killed several workers who were striking in support of the 8-hour workday. The holiday, which is not officially recognized in Canada, has traditionally been associated with unions, but has become a rallying point for anti-globalization activists in recent years. And so yesterday, a coalition of community groups had gathered in front of City Hall in Guelph. So they had all organized a May Day rally. So the coalition of community groups included Fuerza Puerza, which is a migrant worker advocacy group in Guelph, and QP 3913, Migrante Canada, Young Communist League Guelph, the Guelph Student Mobilization Committee, and OPER Guelph. And so the intention of the gathering is to build solidarity, more solidarity in the Guelph community. And as No One Is Illegal, Toronto had composed this statement, which we shared, saying is that community, what that looks like to us is a unified struggle for respect for Indigenous sovereignty, status for all, an end to imperialism and environmental destruction, an end to austerity and attacks on the poor, and continued resistance against patriarchy, racism, ableism, and homophobia. And so right now I'm going to be playing some speeches that happened at the rally yesterday. It was yesterday evening from 5:30 to around, we started late, so it was until around maybe 7, and some discussion continued afterwards as well. And we're planning a May Day rally for next year, so if you wanted to contribute to the planning, you can contact either OPER Guelph or Fuerza Puerza. I know the email for Fuerza Puerza is FUERZA.PUWERSA, and OPER Guelph, you can look that up online. I'm going to start with playing the rally speeches, and you'll hear from the organizers. So at the beginning, you'll hear Sarah Scanlon, who's with OPER Guelph, myself, with Fuerza Puerza, and then Sarah gets interviewed, and then we'll have Denise Martin speak, and she's going to be talking about feminism, gender issues, and she's the president of QP 3913. And then Drew will be speaking, and he's representing the Young Communist League in Guelph. And then after, you'll hear Drew and Denise, they get interviewed. Yeah, and then some music. So here is the audio.
More than a century of International Workers' Day in Canada has acknowledged and celebrated the achievements of the labor movement. The list is long and includes the establishment of employment standards, occupational health and safety legislation, and old age security. Commemorating the hard-won victories of working people is important, but International Workers' Day is also an annual alert that the struggle remains and can only be countered by heightened international solidarity. Today, using the pretext of the economic and financial crisis, neoliberal forces around the world are determined to eliminate workers' rights to bargain collectively in hard-won social and labor rights. Women and young workers are bearing the brunt of budget cuts and austerity measures. The long struggle for women's equality has been set back by cuts to public services and institutions that promote equality for women at work in society. Young workers are not provided with appropriate training and are excluded from the labor market. Workers and our communities are uniting to turn back the wave of measures being used to increase privatization, reduce the size and role of the state, and to attack social dialogue and collective bargaining in public sector workplaces. Strikes, gatherings, discussions, pickets, and protests take place around the world on May 1st to honor and celebrate the struggles of workers, immigrants, and poor people all over. We cannot accept a future which offers decent jobs for only the lucky few and precarious jobs for everyone else, where the exploitation of women, young workers, and children is the norm, and millions of undocumented migrant workers labor under unacceptable conditions. So on tomorrow, on May 1st, International Workers' Day, we were reminded as a 21st century workers to stand with our brothers and sisters around the globe in common purpose and solidarity. For our citizenship may be different, but many of our interests as working people are the same. Let's raise our voices against attacks on the poor in the name of austerity, against capitalist exploitation, against racism, colonialism, and domination in all forms. Let's celebrate the long history of our resistance to the forces that want to keep us down.
We can acknowledge the Attawandaran peoples as the traditional owners and custodians of the land that we know as Guelph, of the Guelph area, and offer respect to our Haudenosaunee, Anishinaabe, and Métis neighbors. We honor and respect their ongoing cultural and spiritual connections to these occupied lands. We aim to respect cultural heritage, customs, and beliefs of all Indigenous people. We also recognize the past and current violence that has taken place on Indigenous land against Indigenous people. We aim in all aspects of our work to be conscious of, sensitive towards, and fight for change regarding these violences and stopping and preventing these violences. We also, if we can, more a little bit more intentionally, as we gather here, ground ourselves in acknowledging those who have come before us and honor them, like all the freedom fighters who have made these kind of acts of celebrating May Day, for our ability to actually have this moment and have a rally. So all the workers, the queer workers, the workers with disabilities, people of color workers, in particular, those that have gone through the hard road of being the only worker, or the only queer worker, or the only person of color worker, or the only woman worker, or the only worker with disability in the workplace. Let's take a moment to ground ourselves in the legacy of people working to contribute to creating racial justice, queer liberation in the workplace, fighting transphobia in the workplace, creating disability justice in the workplace, and community building in the workplace, and creating immigrant justice and migrant justice in the workplace, and, you know, radical women of color doing a lot of this liberation work. So everyone who has worked to fight criminalization, isolation, shame, self-hatred, and invisibility in the workplace. So thank you everyone for coming here, and we have another welcoming person here.
We thought it was relevant and important to have a rally or a community conversation about what's going on with labor and workers' rights across Guelph, across Canada, as well as globally. In the past in Guelph, other groups like Forza Persa, one of the partners for this, have organized potlucks and discussions, and our concern kind of was in the fact that there was always the same people that were present at those, and which is really awesome, but there was no, like, most people in Guelph don't even know what May Day is, and that's a concern. And so we decided actually to have it on the day before the official May Day, which is May 1st, in order to try and encourage people to go out and attend and participate in different May Day initiatives that are happening throughout Southern Ontario and Toronto area, because there's some really great initiatives that have been happening for many, many years, and so we're trying to get more people from Guelph involved in some of those things, and, you know, depending on success and the energy, to try and build a stronger one in Guelph for next years to come. I think there's a lot of concern around obviously the what's going on within capitalism in our current in the Harper government, and a lot of the just the dissent and the privatization and the lack of support for workers. I mean, when we look across different groups of bodies that are workers and really important workers throughout Canada, throughout Guelph, we can see a real trend. And the trend is that you look at women workers, and there is a real, I guess, disparity between the access to good work, the access to moving up, to fair wages. Just there's a real, I guess, lack of connection between, you know, the process of creating equality for women. You also can see it when we look at youth, in the fact that there's youth aren't getting trained properly. They're actually just not getting access to jobs, and so that's part of the conversation today. Also, it's really important for us to focus on the real serious concerns around migrant workers throughout the Guelph area. I mean, obviously throughout Canada, but when we look at the impacts that have happened from our government, or not from the Harper government, that the villainization and the amount of oppression and stress that's been put on our migrant workers has been really trickling down into actual worker rights, in the fact of really harmful, dangerous, unjust spaces for workers to be existing in, and with very little accountability. And when you see, you know, movements of spaces where there's migrant workers that are undocumented and are seen as illegal, be going to these big corporations, and who gets busted and who gets in trouble and who gets deported is the migrant workers, those with nothing, and the companies who are doing this are totally not held accountable. And so it's like a really kind of messed up system where the government, I guess, is keeping a blind eye to unjust and unsafe spaces for workers, and then villainizing the migrants who are coming in and doing really important work that we need to get done. And so I think that there's tons of conversations that we can take up about the importance of May Day. May Day came from and is in honor of 8 protesters in the late 1800s who, after a 3-day protest, there's thousands of people protesting, were arrested and actually executed. Because of they were protesting for trying to get 8-hour work days, and they were actually executed. So this day is in memory of them, and the fact that there was no trial, there was no conversation about what was going on. And so since then, there has been a rise up, and people across the globe have been acting up and standing in solidarity, recognizing that we all come from different places, we all have different citizenships, we all have different connections to the land, to each other. But, you know, we need to have a global movement of that. Our society can't exist without workers, and we need to start moving away from this really capitalistic, privatized concept of who is valuable and who deserves to earn and who deserves access to basic rights and basic, like, needs. And I guess that's what this is about today.